sleep with your earrings in.
Sometimes it just digs into your like neck, innit?
My guy, until recent, as in recent, isn't that this week? There's never been a day I don't sleep in my room.
You don't sleep with them in?
Yeah, like I sleep with them every single day.
Sometimes you can't really feel it. It depends on the angle you're sleeping at.
Like, I would have to, sometimes when it's hurting, I'll fold my ear. Like,
you just take it out, bro.
Because I'm scared that will close.
What?
What? Yeah,
it's been done for years, bro.
Bro.
I'm saying to you, though, but I still feel like it'll close.
Bro, I don't think mine will ever close.
Like, ever?
Yeah, bro. There's times I haven't worn it for like months. Months.
Months?
Yeah, yeah.
You've done it years ago.
Yeah, and then I'll just put it in. So I feel like it's closed. Yeah. I just shove it through, and then every time it goes through, so. But yeah.
Man, till today, still gets a bit sensitive, like after a trim. But there was a period, but I think I got a trim with my last trim, actually. And it's like, no, to be fair, that's a lie. I switched my earrings at the live show. And yeah, it was like a bit sensitive. I had to put tea tree oil.
Am I bugging? Where did I put this thing?
It's there, it's there.
Thank you too much.
But yeah, after that, I was like, nah, I can't. I was sleeping, I was like, nah, this is hurting me. Like,
yeah,
just took it out.
Sometimes it's a jarring.
Be back in the morning. But yeah, I can't go out without my earrings, though.
I never forget. It's
weird. I never forget because it's always in. But yeah, I never forget, still.
The only time I've forgotten was my back. That's even worse, I'll be real.
To forget the back is crazy.
It's peak.
I'm going to be so angry. I get vexed with my back. To be fair, when my back falls off, it just ruins my day. So I'm gonna...
Because like every 10 minutes you're checking, like, is it still in? I'll just take it out.
Mm.
Just wear one or wear none. Like, is what it is.
Yeah, especially if it's on my right ear. If my left ear back falls off,
I'll just take it out and swear.
I'll just take everything out, yeah. Yeah, it's gone. I don't know. I was just thinking about it because I was like, no. I don't know who else sleeps with it in.
Is it bonfire night tomorrow, son?
It's who?
Bonfire night.
It's on, I swear it's the 5th of November. So that's like...
So it's the 4th.
No. It's remember the 5th of November. Like, that's
I've
the rhyme.
I've never heard that in my life.
Remember the 5th of November.
I think I heard of that.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's
what Sunday. 4th is Remembrance Day.
11th.
Yeah, 11th is Remembrance Day.
11th?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Because we do a silence.
11-11.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a school thing.
We used to do silence at 11 a.m.
I'm not gonna lie, that was fun.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not good at all this silence, not laughing in all bad situations. I'm not gonna lie, I'm the worst with it.
We know, bro. On Tuesday, this guy was at, one of our friends was leaving to go to another country.
Shout out to her, man.
Hope she's landing safe, having a good time. But yeah, like, so we came out the venue now, and she was sort of doing like a speech kind of thing. Then now she's crying, and that friends are crying, everyone's consoling her. Next thing you know, hustle and flow, just going around, like, man up.
First,
laughing. Flo said man up to me.
I never said man up.
Flo said man up to the girls. I was like, what are you man doing? Like, come on. Like,
this is sad. Like, I get it. Like, for me, I knew it was going to be a sad day.
Yeah.
I knew it would be a sad day because the girl was a nice girl. So I knew it would be a sad day. But it's not in me to cry. You know what I mean? I would never cry about that. Me and the girl were cool. And me and her actually worked together as well when we were young. So that's when we formed the
bond
sort of thing. So I knew it would be sad, but I was never going to cry. And I didn't want to feel like any sadness. So I laughed.
Fairs.
That's not fairs, bro. Don't give him fairs.
Slow down, bro. People laugh.
I was laughing in their faces as they were crying, bro. That's not fairs, bro.
Like, you know what I mean, man? No. Like, I had to explain to them, though. Like, man's not laughing at you. Like, this is just how I'm going to have to cope, innit? Like,
they're never going to hear that in a moment, though. Let's be real.
But to be fair, like I felt the energy. I knew they wanted to get angry with me. But I also felt like they knew that I'm not laughing at them.
Yeah,
like, there was definitely a point where they're like, you're violating.
Yeah, I know.
And I
also
felt like I was violating, but like, I couldn't help it. You know? I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, the reason I said the 11-11 thing, innit? There was a time in primary school, yeah. obviously it's 11 a.m. now. Man's you have to do the 1 minute. Oh no, I swear it's at 10:59. Oh, no, it's 11 to 11:01. Which one is it?
I think it's 11 to 11:01.
But yeah, cool. So it must have started now. I was in the IT room. I think I was in like year, maybe year 4, year 5, something like that. People are just looking at each other. And with me, if you look at me the wrong way, I'm going to burst out laughing, innit? Obviously, I didn't burst out laughing, but man, you know the man done that. Teachers caught me straight. I thought I was finished. I thought I would get expelled or something. Because, you know, it's a serious exam. They go on about that being serious. So I'm like, damn, I'm going to get expelled. Obviously, just told me, yo, come back at break, do your 1 minute silence and then go. Which I felt was so pointless, looking back at it now.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all.
Bro.
But she was a calm teacher.
You got lucky.
No, mums, I got lucky. If it was the wrong teacher...
You're finished.
Finished.
Because that happened in secondary, bro. Because my school was a military school, innit? So everyone had to stand outside and that on the... Call it the parade ground. That's like, massive concrete ground. There's like a clock tower. Then like the heads of school, like all the teachers and that, be on the higher ground. And then, at like 30 seconds in, just hear like sniggering. You know them ones where like, when one guy sniggers,
everyone
sniggers, that sets off his boys. So yeah, now they start sniggering. Well, they all got suspended. Like, that's, you can't, it's a military school, bro. There's members of staff that have served.
Yeah.
You're never going to get away with that.
Yeah.
All got suspended. It was peak. So from...
The heck? So it's a mad place, fam. Oh, hold on. Yeah, it's going to play. Okay, see you.
Yeah. I don't know.
Man said he doesn't know. Man said he doesn't know.
I don't like that.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
That's too much, bro. You didn't see the horse video, did you?
The horse video?
I didn't see the horse video.
You didn't?
The horse video?
Say swear. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
A horse?
Oh, my God.
I don't
even want to think. I don't think you want to see it. Like, I'm honest.
I'm not going to lie. If you know I don't want to see it, I'm not going to look at it, bro. I don't like all that stuff. I'm not going to lie. Back in secondary school, that's when the most messed up videos came about.
Yeah.
I'm out here. Okay, this is about to get very like weird, isn't it? But the whole there's bare of them. One guy, one hammer, one guy, one glass.
Two guys, one cover. All of that. I think I watched two of them because like, I have to know what's going on.
Nah. I watched
one guy, one cup. Bro, one you know, guy, I actually thought these things were like a prank, but like, there's actually some very sick people in the world.
There was one with a screwdriver, wasn't it?
Oh! I haven't watched that one. I haven't watched that.
You seen it though,
you haven't seen one guy, one screwdriver?
I haven't seen screwdriver.
But we had one guy that was just... No, it's calm still. I don't
know. No, bro, just watch it, bro. Wait. Just watch this bit.
It's calm, bro.
Just watch this bit, bro.
I promise you, I'm cool, bro.
That person. Take it off. Oh, my God.
That person had to die.
Bro, if you saw what one of the man them said, it was crazy. Just go back like 15 seconds to the middle and then just watch it from there.
What? But like, what makes you want to do that?
Bro.
Oh,
bro, I've seen worse.
I've seen like a
bigger horse. Yeah, bro,
bigger horse.
Especially the girl was giving brain or something. One guy, one horse.
Nah, I've never swore.
What?
Who was giving who? Wait, what's going on?
You're talking about two separate things here.
don't worry.
All I remember is one girl, one horse in it. Like, use your imagination.
What did you see?
Just that same situation, but just like. That's a pony. It was actually a horse. Like, bro. And I'm pretty sure that person died. But
yeah.
Bro, like, rearrange your organs, bro. Like, so not. Kill you, fam. Bro, if I can find the video.
No, it's alright.
Why did you have to say that last bit, though?
Rearrange your organs.
I said rearrange your organs.
Rearrange your organs is crazy, bro. But now, quick intro. Don't forget. Welcome to what we're saying, pod. It's your boy Hustler Hustler. I said that so weird.
Hoss. I'd have Hoss. Hoss.
Hustler. Is your my co-host in the building?
What are you saying?
You also joined my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo 8.
Yo.
What are we saying?
Yeah, man. Shout out to the you lot.
What?
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Comment.
Let's get back on TikTok, man, for real.
We posted, was it last week? We posted like one clip.
We posted one this week as well.
Ugh, mate, come on, man. Much better than that, lads, man. What was the clip this week? Oh.
Love You on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Gotta
get back in the last 2 months of the year, man. It's crazy. This year has gone back quick, man.
November.
This year's gone quite quick, fam.
They're going to release that Spotify Wrapped. This month.
I'm waiting for it, man.
I think it's end of this month or start of December.
I'm waiting for it. I just want to know
if we've improved. As in, like, in comparison to last year's round.
Nah, I'm not I wasn't even thinking about us.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about us.
I want to know who's my favourite artist.
Oh, Fez.
I want to know who my favourite artist is. And I want to know the most listened to songs. Because this year, you know, last year I kept on saying last year was a good year for me.
In terms of your music?
No.
Oh, right. So we're talking about Spotify.
That wouldn't have made sense.
Though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because this obviously then you will know that the music
goes. Yeah, Fez.
This year, I want to know what the music's telling me. If it was a good year, it was all right, yeah.
I listened to bare different artists this year.
Yeah, man, I did.
Mine doesn't change. I don't think it's going to change. Like, the artists I listen to don't change, but it's like the order in which the most listened to artists. But I feel like this year will probably be definitely Paul Paper, I think.
That's number one?
Yeah, maybe. Probably.
I actually can't tell who mine will be. Same mine can actually be a Shaq. To be fair, it won't be a Shaq. I think I fell off him simply because he hasn't released new music after summer. So from like September onwards, I've really listened to him.
Fez.
Have you heard...
I'm scared of his scissor.
I think his name is Double M.
Yeah.
Listen to the new project.
Yeah. Where's he from, bro? From Berms.
Berms?
Yeah, he's from Berms.
But he's inside right now, isn't it?
Yeah, most of him and his boy. No way. I don't know if Double M is, but I know a lot of his boys.
I think he is. From the lyrics, it sounded like he was still inside.
Fez. I can always tell by like the quality of the, because sometimes you can actually hear like they're actually still inside, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I've heard that story.
When Pricey played in the car, I was like, who's this? Then I looked at the thing, I was like, oh, let me take that in.
He played in my class as well, so I'm like, yeah, let me take
that. He didn't take in that. No project, one put me on, man.
I'm glad he's been put on new music still. I always repeat the same thing.
So what are you looking to get put onto, though?
Real rap. Expand my genre.
So you heard the album, you listened to it?
Yeah, that's what I was listening to. I just need new music still. Recommend it in the comment section, innit?
Real rap. There's not much new, because Rimzy ain't dropped.
I saw some Rimzy with Tiggs the Author. Is it a snippet? Was it out?
I think it's out. I haven't heard it. It's a single.
It's out?
I think it's out because it's Friday, isn't it?
Let me see.
Probably out.
I haven't heard anything.
There's Margs has some sort of like radio thing with composers.
Oh, is that composers?
It was composers, yeah.
Right. It sounded like rock. Sounded like what? What's this?
I don't know what it sounded like, but it was hard.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even know he was like, I found out recently, obviously, but I didn't know he was like a rapper like Mashdown.
Yeah, he was rapper.
Who, Muggs?
Yeah,
back in the day, he was.
I didn't really know. I didn't really know about what Mashdown is either. I'm not gonna lie.
I just was a gang.
I forgot. It was a gang, probably.
As in just a gang alone.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah, because who did Lippy have a podcast with again? What's his name again?
Tricky.
Yeah,
he was.
From him is when I found out what Mashdown and all that.
Mm.
I didn't know Tricky and Muggs.
Apparently it was Loons and Tricky were like tight, and then Marks was like younger than them, man.
Oh.
But all from the same era kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think that's their dad.
Oh, well, that track is out, by the way.
Is that when they come out?
The Rimzy one. I think it came out today, but like he's got a new album coming out in February, but it's a part of that album.
Rimzy?
Yeah. Feed the Streets.
Feed the Streets 2?
No. Feed the Streets. He's never done Feed the Streets.
Oh, I'm thinking of Roddy.
Roddy, yeah.
Where's Roddy, though, man?
That guy fell off.
Damn.
That guy fell off.
Man said Las Palmas scored again.
2-0.
That's a wholesome equalised. PSG 3-0.
That's a Bolton. You're brave.
Man said I'm brave. I've really lost it, bro. Local loss, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait.
Leeds. Leeds are winning 1-0.
Said,
what did I say? I told you it's a risky game, bro.
Man.
I told you it's a risky game. But yeah, this episode is sponsored by Bet365.
Absolutely no way. We're open to it, though.
Banner. But yeah, shout out to Bet365. Word, definitely get your promotion there.
Be a nice little...
gamble responsibly, kids.
Nice little bag. I want to do one of them ads, you know, like half time during a Prem game. See how like Mike Richards has got the goal compare kind of thing.
Nah.
Sterling's got the Gillette thing. I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sterling. Yeah, I know Sterling's one.
I'll do a little.
Someone made bants about Sterling and Gillette on this podcast.
It was me.
Yeah, I remember that joke actually.
Ads. I'll do an ad.
We haven't done an ad in a while.
We ain't done an ad in a while. But I feel like the last time we didn't do an ad, it was kind of an ad for the live show. I feel like if we do an ad, we can do it like one take now.
No, definitely not.
You don't think so? Actually, no, because there'll be like a script in that. You don't think so?
No, definitely not.
I think we can.
What? You know, our live show ad was so mid.
It wasn't that bad.
The live show ad?
The most recent one.
But if I show you the live show ad, you're looking here, I'm looking there. There.
Wait, what ad?
Working on the camera is another thing.
Yeah, we need to work the camera.
What ad? The live show ad?
It wasn't really an ad. It wasn't an ad.
Just promoting
the live show, isn't it? Oh, first.
So I think we've done well, though.
Yeah.
For the turnout, especially in the ticket sort. I wasn't too upset with that. Speaking about live show, might as well just go through the rest of the dilemmas.
Oh, there's still
okay, bro. There's bare. We just obviously couldn't go through it all then.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I drink this, man? Yeah, we couldn't go through all of them, so I just said, yeah, one day I'll just go through it on the pod, innit? Cool. I don't know who that is that said hi. That's funny still. That's our boy. He just said this one. My girl cheated on me. What do I do? I love her. That's funny still.
So you talked about that one.
Yeah, I think I read that.
Yeah, we did.
If you guys could go back in time, what kind of advice would you give yourself when starting a podcast? Did I ask that right. What I said?
We did answer that question, I think.
I don't think we did.
Well, we've answered that sort of question before, though. Maybe not the last show, but before we have.
I don't remember ever answering that question.
Because I don't know why.
Do you know what's crazy? I'm thinking of the event we did, when we spoke to those younger kids.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Was she there? I didn't get to speak to her.
She was there. She gave us the cupcake.
Yeah, she's the one that gave the cupcake. I didn't get to speak to her.
She left early. That's why. She left early, though. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't get to speak to her, man. Damn.
Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out to you, man. Thank you for the cupcakes.
Appreciate it every time, man.
I didn't get to eat them, though.
Neither did
I. She left it in my car, bro.
So you ate all of them.
Was I supposed to bring it the next week?
So you did eat all of them?
Yes, bro. Like, what are we talking about here? Like,
so it was.
Was I supposed to bring it to your crib? Like, yeah, here's the cupcake.
So you owe us cupcakes, yeah, man.
Calm. Should I bake them?
No.
You don't trust my baking?
No.
I can cook, bro.
But let's answer the first question, please.
What's the...
If you guys could go back in time, what kind of advice would you give yourself on starting a podcast? So that means 3 years ago. What would we do different?
Different.
Hop on TikTok and YouTube straight away.
I think, yeah, visuals much earlier. But back then, I think I was on it, but you man weren't, or something like that.
I think I was on it early,
but the majority weren't, or something like that.
I don't know who was on it. I don't think I was even really on it like that.
Who brought up the idea? I don't know.
It was flowing around. Other people were saying it as well.
Yeah, yeah. People kept saying, why are you guys not on YouTube? Then we dropped one on YouTube. Then people were like, oh, yeah. But we just never continued.
Yeah,
I would say that if we jumped on TikTok straight away, I think we'd be way bigger than this right now.
Was TikTok even about?
Yeah, not when we first started.
Yeah, not when we first started.
When we went to uni, it was though.
No,
as a second year,
it was definitely there. Second year. So therefore, maybe first year might have been, but second year was definitely there.
Yeah, but it wasn't as big as it was, or as big as it is now.
Okay, yeah.
No, but that's what I'm saying to you. If we jumped on then,
yeah, then maybe true.
So like. If there's another app that comes about now, go be on that straight away.
I don't think there will be. There's nothing else that...
Like TikTok, innit?
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? I don't know what else people can do. Like, what other social media can be made. Yeah. But you never know.
Even if there's like now a change of like a Twitter or something.
Yeah.
Or if there's like another house party that comes about.
Oh, yeah, like them ones. True.
House party, that's crazy.
But yeah, that'll be me my advice.
You know, actually, no. Read that. I'll bring it up later.
What?
No, I was going to say something. I'll bring it up after the dilemmas. I'll bring it up later.
Oh. What's she lot's advice then? You guys agree?
Different. I'm not gonna lie, I feel like we've done most of the things that I would advise people to do in terms of consistency. Obviously, we took a break.
What would we give ourselves?
I don't think I'd change anything.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd change anything.
Other than jumping on YouTube earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess,
what
yeah.
What advice would I give? I think my advice as well would be that I shouldn't care.
Yeah.
I should just be myself freely. Which I am, but like, to an extent. I feel like I still hold myself back a bit. And that's purely because it's online.
It's
online. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I shouldn't care about what people think about what my opinion or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was watching an interview of Tom Holland, and he was like, if you've got an issue with me, text me. If you can't text me, you ain't got my number. Then I don't know me well enough to have a problem with me.
Yeah.
So brush it. And I hear it still.
He wasn't the first person to say that.
He wasn't, but that's what I said first.
I hear it.
How can a man just hate on him like
No. Because I watched that. I think I listened to that whole interview and he even said himself. But that's never him or them.
I just want to I didn't finish it, but I hear it. But yeah, I'll go by that for sure. Cool. But yeah, I think we've done most of the things that we would advise. Consistency. Visuals earlier is the main thing, I think.
Do you think...
Cool, second one. Do you think you would be where you are now 5 years ago? Did we answer that one?
No.
I feel like that's a... Actually, I don't know. You might not.
Do you think we'd be where we are now five years ago?
Were we doing this five years ago? No,
I don't think we still do the podcast. I think that's...
In life.
In life. Oh, right.
Where were you 5 years ago?
Yeah, where were you years ago? Sixth form. Were you sixth form? Yeah, we were.
Where were that? No.
No. No, but I doubt anyone actually like would. You know what I'm saying? I feel like life is just like that.
Nah, I say no.
Did you think you'd be where you are now 5 years ago?
Yeah.
First, like,
graduated job.
Yeah. Fair enough.
The only thing that I wouldn't have said is, being on YouTube.
Yeah.
I was so against that.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about. Like, I wouldn't think we'd be in a position where we go out and people are recognizing us 5 years ago.
Okay, yeah, fair.
I would have never seen that coming.
Still,
you know what I mean,
yeah, because I was never really on the whole social media, the game bay or whatever thing.
Still,
I agree. Cool. Next one. Cool. I'm a virgin at 26. Getting kind of embarrassing now. Ain't find the right one to make love with. Do you think it's unacceptable now? If not, what age do you think it is unacceptable? My name's, by the way.
And this person was at a live show.
Yeah. He stated his name.
No, it's acceptable.
In terms of...
It's acceptable, bro.
Is it by choice or what?
Exactly.
If it's by choice, it's acceptable. If it's not by choice, then you get me. What's wrong?
What can you do to improve
yourself? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Are you going outside? Are you going parties? Are you going to the bar? Like, are you in places in which you can actually meet women? Like,
yeah.
Are you on dating websites? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on your lifestyle.
Yeah, still. So if you're desperate to lose, you go on a dating website.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Put yourself out there, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say be embarrassed.
Yeah, you should be embarrassed. I know
people my age that are still virgins.
I feel like he's embarrassed because of his friends.
But 26 is actually like, you know what I'm saying? Like, considering what your 20s is supposed to be.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Do you know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying be embarrassed, but I'm just saying I understand why he's thinking that. But yeah, don't be embarrassed.
I don't think it's that deep, you know?
It's not, bro.
To lose your virginity, I'm not going
to... Yeah, it's not. It's really not.
Bro. But if he's trying to, get me, bro, just get a trim. Go outside. I'll be real.
Yeah.
Just go outside.
Well, websites.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's where most people are meeting their significant others nowadays. That's anyway,
because I can't ever see myself using that.
To be honest,
for a reason.
But the thing is, like, you probably—I'm not saying you will, but like, the chances of you doing it increase more if you like don't find a significant other soon enough. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like I'll go outside.
Yeah, but like, we remember last week we were saying it. Like, Christ was even saying it. Like, as you get older, the pool of like
does.
Genuine women get smaller and smaller. So you're going to have to start using other means.
It does.
But yeah, I have nothing against that. I'll be so real.
Against what?
Dating like, websites. Yeah, dating websites. Like if I felt like, oh, might as well, I would actually use it.
I'm not going to lie to you. I just never see myself on
the first.
Like, and it just
has to be real life, bro.
I just feel like, nah, it's not about being for real life. It's more about like my pride. I don't know what it is. Like, yeah, I just feel like if you now go on the website and then someone sees my face on a dating website and screams and be like, bro, is this you? I'm like,
yeah.
What? Like, ugh.
But, I hear it.
Yeah, for me, it's just like putting my face there. Like, nah.
But then again, they're on the website as well. So
they would never do that. That's what I'm saying. So it's less likely to happen. But it's like, yeah. Then again, it's like, they don't need to send it to me. They can send it to that person and be like, bro, like, you know how this is on Hinge.
Yeah.
Which, again, nothing wrong with it. But yeah. It's just, for me, it's like, nah.
I hear it.
Nah,
I just like the natural element of just like meeting someone at an event. You know what I mean?
That's how it's been for me. But I don't mind the DM. I just haven't.
As in DMing or getting one?
Both. I don't mind DMing someone. I just haven't done it.
Yeah.
I don't. I haven't in a long time, but I don't even know why. I feel like I just find myself going outside and like meeting people, for example, and I'm like, I ain't. Why am I going to DM you? Like, I'd rather just see you because that skips so many stages, bro.
What do you mean?
You DM them, cool. They evaluate your profile, then they reply, then you get a number. I meet you, I get your number, boom.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so much faster. You get me?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's in my opinion anyways, but yeah.
Cool, next one. My friend cheated on her boyfriend with her ex whilst being highly intoxicated. What should she do? Should she tell him or not and keep it a secret forever? He kissed her and sucked her.
Wait, say that again.
My friend cheated on her boyfriend with her ex whilst being highly intoxicated. What should she do? Should she tell him or not and keep it a secret forever? By the way, he kissed her and sucked her breath.
This was at the live show.
Yeah, the song message just at the live show.
There's some darkness going on here, man. That's crazy.
I'm not gonna lie, most of these scenarios, a lot of the girls were the ones in the room.
Crazy.
Absolutely.
Mate.
Ex.
Yeah. If you tell him, it's over either way. Like,
yeah, it's over still.
Yeah.
I feel like you should just be the bigger person. Just end it.
Yeah, just end it.
Or, I wouldn't tell him. Keep it a secret. Just don't tell him.
If you can live with that guilt.
Yeah, because it might eat you alive.
If people depending that can live person. With that type of guilt, yeah, they scare me.
Yeah,
they scare me. Bro. Bro.
I agree.
Bro. Scare me, man. Scare me, man. With your ex. Scary. Scary.
So you couldn't do either.
What do you mean? Like, if I did it, might.
Yeah. You'd have to snitch on yourself.
Yeah. It's just. Nah.
I mean, I wouldn't be in the position that I'm cheating with my ex.
We're not doing PR, man.
No. Genuinely, like, I wouldn't cheat. First of all, I wouldn't cheat. I'll be real. I wouldn't cheat. Yeah. I feel like that's just deep. I wouldn't cheat. But if I caught myself in the act of cheating, I've cheated now.
Yeah.
I'm keeping that to myself. I'm not going to lie to you. Why would I? I'm not going to lie. I'm not doing the Good Samaritan or whatever.
I hear it.
If it was a mistake, then I'm just... As she said, she was intoxicated. If I'm intoxicated,
no excuse.
Not a bath, man.
It's not an excuse.
Never was.
I wanted to get onto that, but you know,
yeah. I don't like the fact
that people try to use the intoxicated as a way to make it seem like they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah,
you knew what you were doing.
You're an adult, man.
Yeah.
So like I saw this couple on TikTok, and they were like, I think the husband asked the girl like a question, and it was just basically the wife responded saying that she would never like go to like a bar or a club or these places and put herself in a position to cheat. Do you know what I'm saying? I saw that one. Yeah. And I was like, that's actually crazy. Like, I wouldn't take it to that extent where like the girl was basically saying she wouldn't go out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I read that story.
People were saying, I saw a quote where they were like, so she's basically saying if she gets put in the scenario of where she might do the madness.
That she'll do it. She'll do the madness.
And that's crazy.
But that's honest though.
She didn't say that though.
She didn't have to phrase it, but that's honest.
In a better way.
That's honest.
But that could be the truth.
I'd bring that first through.
That's crazy. Because in life, like, you're going to find yourself in situations, bro. You can't avoid best situations forever. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That like, girl just sounds like, yeah, cool. Give me someone that's my type.
Yeah.
You might be mad doing it.
Yeah, it is true. I'll be real.
Yeah, so. Like, I can't say to myself that, oh, like, if it was me, I would never say, cool, she's my type. I'm not going to do da-da-da. Like,
yeah.
Like, the only person that I might do da-da-da for is Des Deal.
Keep
her back. It's out there. I'm not gonna lie to you. If your person says there's no one that they will do the da-da for, they're lying.
Would they tell you who it was though?
Bro, I don't mind knowing who your celebrity crush is, but don't be confused if you ask me, yo, can I go to a meet and greet with him? Nah. Nah, bro. But yeah, man. Yeah, there's the old Xiaomi. No.
There we go.
Don't shout. There we go. I don't want to be shouted. I'm digging me.
Yo.
That was so mad. What am I doing? The face I just made.
What was that, though? What was that face?
Mums, I'm about to cover my face. Mums, I'm about to cover my face. No. Who scored? Atletico. Oh, it bounced D-Loss already, so I'm out. 2-1.
I don't thought you were going to describe Gilly's video.
Who's that?
Who? Gillian Wallow.
Oh.
He must have asked his wife. He was like, oh, if I pass away now, or like, if you break up with me, are you going to go for a younger guy or an older guy? And she was like, I haven't even thought about it. Then he was like, you passed the test. Then the next day he was like,
if they break up or if he dies.
Break up. I got it wrong. Break up. If they break up, would she go for a younger guy or older guy? She was like, I haven't even thought about it. Then he made a video. He was like, guys, ask your women this question. Like, if she actually answers that question, that means she's thought about life after you.
True.
But that's so weird. Like, how would you think about older or younger?
I don't know why he asked that question, but his main point was try and find out if she's thought about what she would do if you're out of the picture. Point is, she shouldn't be thinking about life without you. That's sort of his point, isn't it?
Yeah, I hear it.
I hear it, but like if the question was more like, oh, would you move on if I was to pass away? Because I saw Meet the Fourth did that. I don't know if you guys know
it on TikTok. You watch them on TikTok?
Yeah, on TikTok, yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
But I think he must have said, like, yeah, he would be fine if she moved on. But she wasn't happy with him saying that he would move on. Well, I think he said something like maybe he won't be able to, or because he'll be comparing her or something. But he would be fine with her moving on.
Yeah.
With someone new.
That's crazy because they've been together for, like, what, 20 years, bro?
I don't know how long it's been.
On and off.
Yeah, it was on and off, but I can't remember how long it's been, still.
Because they did an episode with Don't Jealous Me and his wife.
Yeah. Yemi and Tolu.
Yemi and Tolu, yeah.
That was funny, still.
You watched it?
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I saw a clip. And he must have been like, oh, yeah, he went to Nando's. He took her out on a nice date.
Yep.
With nice scene, whoever went for a walk, told her, yo, like, man, seeing another girl, still. Like, I don't want to get back to you. The minute he said that, the girl, his wife was describing it, he said, huh, 1-1. I said, that's me still. Oh, that's me. Man will do that still.
TikTok, you know. Would you mind do a TikTok relationship couple kind of thing?
Nah. Because I feel like your relationship will just become, like, if you start popping, your relationship will just become based around that.
And there's pressure.
Yeah, there's pressure to, like, be that couple.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Couple goals.
Mm.
And it's just like, no.
I wouldn't mind if my face isn't being shown.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even do that trend where, like, a couple's on holiday and they're doing that fit check kind of thing?
I would do that.
I would do that, but I wouldn't post it.
Oh.
Yeah. I would not post it.
So if she wants to post it, she can't post it?
No.
Nah.
No.
Nah, I don't want to be on TikTok.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but then again, 5 years down, you can see me on TikTok with my girl, innit?
But bro, no.
But I mean, like, did I expect to be on podcast on YouTube 5 years ago? Nah.
It's true.
Yeah, but that's your, like, your relationships on the internet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you seen what happened with Stormzy and Maya?
Yeah.
Shade Bro thing. Nah, man, that's what, crazy.
The argument they were having in the alleyway.
Yeah, like, who is sniping these shots? What? Like, bro, nah.
Waste, man.
I would actually be so pissed off. And the thing is, Stormzy's talked about Shea Bro before. He said, like, they're scary people, innit? Like, bro, nah, that's scary.
Because it was only them that posted it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So where did they get it? Wasn't on Daily Mail, nothing. Oh my God, that is weird.
They're actually scary people. Sent it to Shea Bro. Post this. Yeah, that's actually scary. Like, you can't have an argument.
That means they must have been following them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When you get
that
sort of status, you sort of have to expect that. I'm not going to lie.
to be followed.
They were abroad though.
Yeah,
Stormzy, bro.
Boy, they were abroad, man.
Yeah, LA.
LA, do you know exactly? Nah, exactly.
Mine is quite big in America, though, and so is Stormzy.
No, I don't think they're that big. I don't think they're that big. Yeah, they might be known, but not that. They're not that big, man.
Bro, she was with Ben Simmons, bro. They know her out there.
I know.
I don't think they know her out there.
Doesn't matter, man.
Ben Simmons ain't nothing like that.
And if anything,
he's famous, huh?
Bro, if anything, she was just like another girl, another basketball fiance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think she was anything really? Like that.
She's not
the
average basketball fiance, though.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Ben Simmons weren't even popping back then, bro.
Yeah.
He was playing ass, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even Westbrook's playing ass. He's famous. Do you know what I mean?
Who's his wife?
I don't know who his wife is.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, that's because he's not online with his wife and stuff.
He is.
Swear down.
He is, yeah.
She might have seen his wife then.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know what her name is, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, to them, that's probably just Ben Simmons' girl, isn't it?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Fair enough. But yeah, cool. Next one. Did I ask this one? No, I didn't. Cool. You found your dream person, ticks every box, and you want to take them off the market. However, they are out every weekend partying and doing nonsense. What should I do?
She doesn't tick every box then.
Answer your own question.
She doesn't tick every box.
Answer your own question.
No, but she does.
Each to their own. Maybe that's not a box for them, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah, but the way he said it, he's not comfy with that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So she doesn't tick every box. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Facts.
She can't answer your question then, bro. Like, she don't. It's whether or not you're willing to firm that, bro.
No, but point every stupid, though. She actually ticks every other box apart from the fact that she parties every weekend. That's manageable.
That's a major box to me.
That's a major box
for most men.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that means every weekend you're in a place
situation where something could happen. Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Even though I trust you, but like...
No, but if she ticks every box, that means she's trustworthy, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's got everything. She just goes out every weekend.
I have to meet her friends.
What?
I have to meet her friends, man.
What's her friends going to tell you?
She needs level-headed friends. If she's got level-headed friends, then maybe...
She's going out with those friends.
Exactly.
Those
are the friends. If they're sensible friends, then maybe I can reason with it. If they ain't sensible, man. I'm sorry.
Depends, man. It depends on what his type is, isn't it? Like, a girl that goes out every weekend, stay far away, man.
Every weekend.
Stay far away. How do you even find out all these moments every weekend? But
I'm not going to lie, so going out every weekend is mad, but... It's manageable. I'll definitely speak to her about it. And if she ticks everybody, then she'll be understanding of my feelings.
But you can't expect her to change though.
If she understands, then she may reduce the amount of time. So it may not be every weekend, it might be 3 times out of 4.
That's still too much.
It is
still too much, to be fair. Look at my man, ex NBA star and his wife wanting to be only fans.
Who?
I think his name is Joe
something.
And his wife was like, she wants to start OnlyFans. He was like, that's not calm.
But she was a porn
star. But she was like,
she was a porn star.
Yeah.
Pharaohs.
And he knew who she was when he met her. That's what she said. And he didn't really say much after that. And no one felt sorry for him. I'm like,
you can't feel sorry for him, man.
Sad, I don't feel sorry for you. You married a porn star. So.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Get with the program, though, bro. But then again, for me, it's like, what are you doing it for? You have money. So what exactly are you doing it for?
I'm pretty sure she was saying that she needed a bread.
Connor, OnlyFans pays, doesn't it? Like,
what do you need the money for? You're actually with a basketball player.
I swear he's an ex-basketball player.
Yeah, he's been retired for like 20 years.
Oh, yeah, obviously he has peas in it.
He has peas. So what do you need the money for?
True.
It's like LeBron James' wife now becoming an OnlyFans girl.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What the hell do you need the money for? The same,
though.
I mean, obviously she wasn't a porn star before, innit?
Yeah, but like obviously LeBron's different.
LeBron's set for life, though. We don't know if my man's set for life.
Yeah, what was his name?
Exactly. Yeah, you know what I mean?
So yeah. Maybe, no, but like, I can't name basketball players from like 20 years back. So
is he from that far back?
She looked like 40s, 50s.
Oh, fairs. Then yeah, then maybe the money is drying up.
Yeah, and if he was comfortable enough to say or to even take care of it, why wouldn't he say that? He ain't got this. I'll take care of it, but he didn't say that.
Mm.
So, I'm not going to give you an so. Because of what? Because my money's getting lower, you now want to go back to this.
That's who she was before. That's who she was a porn star. You saw the picture? No.
Oh, the porn star picture?
Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy. Like,
nah, still, that's no excuse. No excuse.
It's just sad to be fair.
Yeah, it's your sad, but like, nah. What was the dynamic again?
I don't even know.
Forget about it. Cool. This person sent two.
Cool. I'm struggling to find a boyfriend. I've never had one before. Where can I find one? I'm not gonna lie. Ask God, because I don't know where you can find one either. Any advice, lads?
That's what I'm saying. If you don't go out, you're not gonna find one. And that's why it's becoming more likely that you find them online. But yeah, if you don't go out, then
yeah, I don't know where you're gonna find them. This episode is sponsored by Hinge. Go on Hinge.
Or just DM a guy, man.
If only.
If only.
You know, if only.
Might have to shout them. Might have to.
But yeah, cool. Just become more social, won't it?
Mm. Yeah. Go to concerts and all that.
Like, yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Like, you know what it is, though? Like, concerts should actually be one of the best places to meet someone.
If you're standing.
Not in general, like if you go,
I feel like
yeah,
feel
it's true because like they have the same taste.
Same
in music.
Taste in music, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Or something in common first.
Yeah, like yeah. So if you go to places where you what you're interested in,
yeah,
you're gonna meet people that have the same interest in you, and it'll be so much easier to speak to them.
Yeah,
very true. Or what's your favorite? I'm gonna say Odile because that was the last one I went to. Yeah. What's your favorite Odile song?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, cool. I said standing because
or
like,
go live.
Oh yeah, because like you're surrounded by everyone.
Yeah,
you,
cool.
You can turn around and just chat someone like that straight away. Whereas seated, I don't know, maybe it's the same. I ain't never see that. I've been seated at a concert, yeah. But standing is just very, like, everyone's around you sort of thing. You can chat to anyone.
Well, yeah. Concerts, live shows. Like, if they're both in, if you're both into podcasts, that's a similarity. Speak to them. I even heard Pastor Mikel doing a live show.
Swear.
They're going on tour, bro.
Swear.
Fair, on tour?
Yeah, London, Manchester, Birmingham. We need to start getting that
talking. Yeah, we're
a tour.
Yeah,
all right, so
far away, you know.
Oh man, baby steps, man.
Well, yeah, just find, go to places that you're interested in and talk to people, innit? Yeah, cool. The other one was, I don't know if I read this one, but the boy I'm talking to said he likes me but doesn't see a future of me because I'm an athlete. Did I say that one?
No, you didn't.
I didn't say this one.
Is that the end of it?
No, because I'm an athlete and he was worried I'll get too much muscle and won't be attracted to me. Should I leave him and just get with another athlete?
I think we did answer this.
I think we did answer this. Because the person came up said, to me. I know he said the person came up to me.
I don't remember that.
But he just said this, what, like, get with another athlete or something like that.
He's afraid that you'll get too muscly.
Yeah.
Yeah, then be real.
Just get with another athlete.
Yeah. I'm not even an athlete. Someone that's comfy with who you are, bro.
Yeah, true.
Whoever texted this one is so dumb.
Because you don't want to be thinking when you're with him, oh, like, maybe you're putting on muscle and that, you're going to think, oh, my boyfriend's not going to like who I am. Yeah, it's just not worth it. It's draining. Just find someone who wants you, bro. Literally.
Cool.
I mean,
I'm in love with a girl, but I want to go on a lad's holiday. What should I do?
Do it.
Go on the lad's holiday.
I don't understand some of these dilemmas.
That's not your girl. Go on the lad's holiday.
She ain't even got to find out, I'll be real. Really and truly.
What?
You ain't got to post it, bro. Please.
That's crazy.
You ain't got to post it, bro. Like, there's better things we don't know about everyone, bro. When we talk to them, like, come on, man.
But he's going to get barked. I'm not going to lie. Someone's going to mess up. On the lads,
if he's not Garrard, then maybe, but.
No, because someone, bro, like, with me, I'm not going to lie to you. You could tell me day one, but I'm not going to lie. I will record whatever I want to record. If you're in it, I'm sorry. I'm not deleting it either. So.
In love, though.
If he's in love with the girl, I would just say speak to her about it and be like, yo, like, man's feeling you, but like, obviously, I'm young. Let me live my life. Because that's what I think at the same time as well. Like, I'll never stop a girl going on a girl's holiday or wherever she wants to go to because of our age. When it gets to a certain point, you get me, then, like, you should have lived your life, bro. I would allow them to go anywhere, I'm going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to you, I'll keep 100.
Yeah, go, bro. Live your life, man. Got to travel.
I would say go, but just tell her, innit? Don't hide it. Tell her. And if she's an understanding person, that's better for you, because then you know that's someone you can speak to.
And if she's not?
Then, my boy.
He's in love.
That's, that ain't love, that's lust. I'll tell you that for free.
Tough.
Quote me.
Tough.
Oof, quote me. I've read this one for sure. Wow, this person sent that's it three times. Separate. Why didn't I read it? Cool. I've been going out with my boyfriend for a year now, and his older brother just came back from uni, and I got a fat crush on him, and he keeps giving me...
I read this one.
Okay, cool. I think this is an older situation, but What do you guys think of the viral tweet of the birthday girl messaging her friend that she outdressed her intentionally? How would you react if your girl was trying to outshine her friend on her birthday, or your girl was the meaty friend who didn't come through for her own birthday?
Okay, that's two separate.
Three.
Let's go with the overdressed thing.
Cool. So what do you guys think of the viral tweet of the birthday girl messaging her friend that she outdressed her intentionally?
What do you mean
intentionally? The birthday girl outdressed her friend intentionally.
No, her friend intentionally outdressed the birthday girl.
What does that look like, bro? What, so my girl was getting ready. She wanted to look nice. And then the birthday girl thinks, oh, you look too nice. Dress me.
It's like me, for example, wearing like a nice jumper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of a brand quickly. Let's say I wore a nice daily paper jumper, just clean fit, nice jeans and Air Forces. Then let's say Benzo comes now, fully LV set. LV hat, LV jacket, LV trousers, LV shoes, LV pouch. I'm like, basically, they're saying is that if it was me, they're saying that, oh, bro, Benzo, what are you trying to do right now, bro? Am I trying to wear a whole LV?
I feel like girls are petty, I'll be real. Like, if I'm having a dinner and I tell the guys, yo, dress to impress. If you dress with something that has more money than me, I don't care. I said dress to impress, innit? As long as we're all dressed nice. But girls, like, the girl that's its birthday has to be the one that's dressed the best. Like, it just makes
sense. She should have that in mind as well. Like, it's my birthday, so go over the top kind of thing.
Yeah. Everyone should just look nice.
Simple as that.
I don't know.
Nah, man. But that's how girls are.
But I don't know. I still feel like some people have it in them to try and outdo people on purpose.
First.
So if they know, like for me, yeah, if I know, for example, you're a very simple person now, yeah, I'm not gonna now go and buy a whole new Balenciaga set or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, cool. For example, on Sunday, we're gonna go out to eat. I'm not buying nothing. I'm not thinking about what he's wearing because I'm like, it's the last minute. I'm just gonna wear what I have in my room.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? However, if you told me now we're going to, I don't know, Tape or something, I'm just thought that's the first club that came to mind. Man's gonna shop to Tape Standard, and if you're not at Tape Standard, that's your side. That's got nothing.
It's that simple. You know what Tape is, bro.
You know what it is. So I'm gonna dress to the occasion. Do you know what I mean? That's how I step up. Yeah. I'm not thinking, okay, cool. This guy doesn't know how to dress like this, so I'm not gonna. No, I'm dressing to the occasion.
Yeah.
So if it's my friend's birthday, whatever you tell me we're going is how I'm going to dress to you. And if you didn't dress to that, that's your side. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I'd think.
I feel like with Mandem, it's, okay, cool, it's Tape. Every man's going to look in the mirror before they leave the crib. They're going to feel like, cool, this is Tape Standard. I look very clean. Doesn't matter what everyone else is wearing. They're going to look in the mirror and think, cool, what I'm wearing is clean. We all step out, we all look clean. It's not, you look more clean than me. Who cares, bro? We all look clean anyways.
Yeah, like, I would, like, cool, for example, if we're doing something, yeah, I'll tell the Mandem, like, yo, like, It's a dap, bro. Mm. Like, dress to that. Do you know what I mean? That's all I was saying. And if they dress to that, you're good, bro. Just be confident in yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
So for me, it's more about confidence. Mm. If you're confident in how you appear, you're going to step out confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I feel like the birthday girl, maybe next time, just be a bit more confident, really. Just know that you look good.
What was the second part?
How would you react if your girl was trying to outshine her friend on her birthday? Cool. For me, that sounds like it's my girlfriend's friend's birthday, but my girl is booking up a makeup artist, booking her hair, buying the most expensive stuff and all that. I'm like, if I feel like, right, aren't you doing a bit much? Then I'd be like, that's all I would say. I'd be like, right, like, I swear it's your friend's birthday, like, what's going on? I would joke about it.
Yeah.
But in reality, if I know that's my girl, if she looks good, she looks good. I ain't going to say that.
I might not even say that, to be honest.
The whole...
Well, to be fair, makeup artist for your friend's birthday.
Yeah, I feel like that's a bit like... Rah, like
I feel like realistically, they'd get a makeup artist and they'd all get their makeup done by the same makeup artist.
If it was that, then it's different. But like, if it's like she's the only one booking a makeup artist, like, cool. For example, if she's doing the whole self-care...
Yeah.
Like
she was doing it before the birthday anyways.
Like, if I know, like, every month she does a self-care, but I know for this one, she's now doing it a second time, for example.
Yeah, she's
doing a whole self-care. She's buying a new wig. She's buying new makeup. She's buying new all this and that just for her friend's birthday. I'd be like, whoa. Calm down.
No, it's me. No, it's me. No, it's... Accident.
Yeah, I'll be like, right, like, what's going on? But like, again, I wouldn't really pay any mind to it. That's just me. I don't really notice this stuff anyways.
I feel like, I would just see it as my girl wants to look good for her friend's birthday. I think that's how I see it.
Yeah.
I can't think of an equivalent for mandem. Like,
nah, I feel like, I'm not gonna, I feel like they're doing too much. If they're doing a whole new hair. Like, if she's doing all of that, I would actually generally pick up and be like,
yeah, new hair's probably a bit of a last like, stretch. On? But makeup, I mean, girls take makeup seriously. You know what I mean? So I don't know if I'd say anything. Because like, if she gets it all done now and she looks like stunning, I'm like, cool.
So what would you do for your own birthday?
Even more. Girls go over the top, bro. I can't lie.
I don't know. Like, if I feel like she's actually doing too much, I'll pick up and be like, yo, like, what's going on here? Like, is there someone that should be worried about going or something? Like,
I feel like...
That's what will come to mind and be like, yeah. Bro, like, what's going on?
I feel like if it's her friend's birthday, okay, let's say makeup artist, let's say she gets her hair done, then she buys a dress. But when it's her birthday, nails appointment, lash appointment, hair appointment, she gets like 3 dresses to choose from. Like, there's definitely a difference. That's what I thought anyway.
Yeah, but like, if I'm saying that if she's doing what she'll do for her birthday for her friend's birthday, and I notice it, then it's like, rah, like, you're actually putting a lot of thought for this day. Why?
What if it's her best friend? Because girls want to show up for their best friend's birthday.
So what? So when you man came to my thing for my surprise, were you guys thinking, yeah, I need to get a trim?
No, but girls are different, though. We just said that.
No, but that's what I'm saying to you, though. Like, imagine if that's what you man were doing.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Like, why are you doing that?
Mm. And I feel like trims aren't seen. They're not held on the same pedestal. Yeah, trim. We get trims for no reason. So, like,
I don't have a trim, but, like, if I decided to get a trim for this guy's thing on Sunday, I'll get a trim. But
which is calm. No one's going to think,
why do you get a trim? You know what
I mean?
But I don't think I'll get a trim simply because I just can't be bothered. Economy and all that.
Late notice as well.
Yeah, late notice. I ain't going to get a booking. I'm glad. Might actually check the old moms.
This is why I should get a walk-in barber, man.
Never.
Woof.
Never.
Get shaped up, faded up, on demand. That's what I do, bro.
It's nice, though.
Thank you, man. 4:30 after work, I was like, you know what? Let me get a trim, man. 5 o'clock.
You were today?
Yesterday. Oh, fair. Why are you smiling at me like that, bro?
No, I was violating you, though.
You were violating me?
Banner.
So you weren't complimenting me?
No.
Wow.
Spanner.
What a friend you are, mate. Nice. Bless you, brother.
Thank you.
What does that mean?
Don't say it again. I knew it as well.
This guy is so moist, man. Well, the last part was all, your girl was the meaty friend who didn't come through for her own birthday. First of all, my girl will never
be a media friend. Not possible.
So I can't relate.
Not in this.
I'm sorry. My girl is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
She's stunning.
Wow.
Gorgeous. Do you get it? When you fail. Ooh,
but let's say your girl's getting ready for the friend's birthday. And like she's like, babe, how do I look before she leaves? And you don't like how she looks.
If your girl's...
Yeah, she's going to her friend's birthday.
Yeah.
She's got dressed. She's about to leave. Babe, mm-hmm. How do I look? And you don't like it.
Then tell her you don't like it.
Okay, that's your girl. How you'd word it though.
Be like, you could wear this. I'm not a fan of this. I'm not a fan of that. That's your girl. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, she shouldn't see us any other way. She should know that you want her to look her best.
Yeah.
So simple as that. If she's offended, then she's not your girl.
Damn.
Simple as.
Damn. FD.
If my girl dressed up and I didn't like how she looked, that was the question.
Yeah.
I would say, darling, now.
Constructive criticism, man.
Like, I would pick up on something that is very bad. Like, if her makeup was very bad, I'll have to pick up on it because you're going out. And I don't
represent
it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, literally.
That you look meaty in it. So I'll be like, I'm not going to lie, darling, now. The makeup is not it in it.
Mm. What's she supposed to do about the makeup, though?
Like, babe, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, you look way better right now with just natural. Your lashes done, lip gloss combo.
You'd have to tell her that before.
Yeah.
You'd have to tell her that.
Once she's done it, she's gonna be pissed off.
No, obviously, like, if my girl normally knows how to do her makeup, I'll just wait for her to do her makeup. If I now look at her and be like, yeesh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeesh is crazy, though. No, but
like, obviously, like, in your head, you'd be like, whoa. You know what I mean? So, obviously, I'll just have to. I would definitely say something. That's what's wrong.
Yeah.
For me, like, I just. I don't want to look at someone and think like, bro, there's something off about this person and not say it.
Yeah.
Or not pick it up. Like, cool. If you have, for example, the eye bogey, I will definitely pick up on it because I don't want you walking around with eye boogie.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want you letting me walk around with eye boogie or something in my nose because that's my biggest thing, you know. If there's something in my nose, now I have to, like, before I leave my car.
I was going to say, check the mirror, man.
I'll check my mirror, like,
quick
thing, do you get me?
Yeah, man.
But yeah, cool. I think this is the last one as well. They have two as well, but I don't think I'm going to ask the second one. Cool. So this person said, so remember that if you let your girl go my way, or you let her go question that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. We are past summer now and everyone's gone Napa and mums this year yet again. Knowing this, has your answers changed? So basically, would you let your girls go to Napa or Marbella?
No. No, man.
My answer's not changed.
Yeah, it's not changed, man. Sorry.
As much as I said, I would let my girl live her life. You can live it. Definitely not Napa.
It's
Marbella, we can have a conversation.
It's either I'm there as well or I'm more comfortable with it.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
I'm not going. I'll keep it 100.
Yeah, then I'm more comfortable with it.
I'm just not comfortable with it. Like,
that's what I'd say to you.
Like, why do you want to go Marbella end of May?
Why?
Why? What have you heard?
With her single friends.
I know what I've heard. So what have you heard?
With her single friends.
No.
Recipe can't. For disaster.
And Napa, you're just not going. No, that's not even a conversation. You're not going.
Napa?
Yeah, cool. Stunned.
That's a no-brainer, but, be real, man.
In fact, let me not say that. Let me not jinx it. So, I was going to say I don't date girls like that, but she never know. She could turn around one day and be one. She
used to go. Life comes at you fast, man.
But yeah, to answer your question now, my answer's not changed. It won't change either. Should have had your fumble before you met me.
True.
Simple as that. Because I'm not going Napa, I'm not going Marbella. Do you know what I mean?
Bitch.
Okay, yeah, then that's a fair point, to be fair.
What?
That you wouldn't go.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to these places. Do you know what I mean? So, I wouldn't want to date someone that's going to these places. Simple as that.
That was the last one.
They also said, why is it never a woman that lost a good man? That's just not the case.
Why is it?
A lot of women have lost good men.
They just lied. Your thing, I said it, bro. They were going to lie. What was the percentage? Over 90%.
95%.
Told you they would lie, bro.
Yeah, so I basically posted a poll on my private Instagram that you're like, how many of you guys have lost a good man? One person said yes.
The rest said no.
But then again, like,
please.
It could definitely be true, but then it's like, so what's your judgment like?
Okay, so how many girls said no?
I don't remember, but like all of them, basically.
Okay, let's say 20 girls.
Yeah.
You're telling me 20 girls.
I've never met a good man.
Those 20 girls have never fumbled a good man. They've always been in the right.
Like,
it could be possible, but I doubt that.
But for me, I'll be genuine. I've never lost a good one. I've not.
Swear.
I've never felt like I've fumbled.
Oh, I definitely have.
No, like, I've never fumbled, like, if things didn't work out, didn't work out. That doesn't mean... Now, when I say I messed up with a good girl, it means that I messed up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Not that maybe me and her came to an end or something, that she's not a good girl. I'm saying that I was talking to a girl, she was a good girl, and I messed up. I don't think I've ever been in that situation.
Yeah, same.
That I can think of now. I'm not going to lie to you.
I have still.
Fair enough.
Only once, but... Happens, man. You just got to learn.
Litch.
Do you want to, like, go...
What are you trying to do here, bro?
Like, why? Like,
what are you trying to do to my brand, bro?
No.
That's crazy.
Like, bro, we've changed, bro. Do you know what I mean?
We've changed. It was a while back. But like, this is the thing where, like...
What was it that made, like, what was it that you just didn't take it seriously? Like, what was it?
Do you know what it was?
If you can answer, innit? Like, if you can't answer, don't answer.
Like,
what was it in the moment that made you think, like, nah, bro, I'm this, I can't believe it. Or what was it? Like,
that was it. Like, I don't know what... Sometimes I just get a switchy, man. I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered, man.
Mm.
I just won't talk to anyone, apart from Amanda.
Yeah.
Like, for days, weeks. And I'll... not that I'll forget, but like, I just be like, oh, whatever, man.
No, I hear it, though. A lot of men actually think like that as well, you know?
And then I'll come back and it's too late. And it's like, she's now like, oh, why did you leave for that long?
I'm like,
I'm not explaining myself, whatever. Yeah. Then, like, a year down the line, I'm like, in hindsight, I should have moved better. Mm. Like, she wasn't someone to just treat like that. And she's gone. You know what I mean? That's pretty much the overview, to be fair.
Yeah. No, I've never been in that situation. I've never felt like, rah, I should have never lost this girl.
But you said bare man things like that.
Yeah, I was watching someone snap today and it was basically a guy that was basically saying, like, oh yeah, I love my girl, but I can't be with her like for so long. But like, if I don't, then I'm going to miss her. And then bare guys were swiping up saying that, like, yeah, like, I can't be with my girl for this amount of time. but they got a girl. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's just mandem sometimes. Like, we just can't be bothered to talk. Because I've definitely been that situation. I just can't be asked to talk. That's why I went on D&D. Can't be bothered to message people. I can't be bothered to reply. I can't be bothered.
I used to think I was toxic, but I can't lie, it's not, man.
What?
Like, I just go into zones or get into periods where it's like, bro, I don't want to speak to anyone.
Like, I don't like it. I don't like it.
When it's being done to me, I don't like it, obviously. But like, when it's me, I'm like, oh, please.
No, I don't like that I've become like this D&D, that I like it now. I don't like it at all.
I think it's peaceful.
I don't like it. Like, the only thing I don't like is, okay, when I'm off D&D, the only thing I don't like is when the mandem's group chats keeps popping off on like Twitter or Snap or Insta. The man of GCs have all been muted.
Yep.
That was the thing that was annoying me.
For years.
I can't remember how long. No, Snap has definitely been for like years. But Instagram, I think that's just been recent. Twitter hasn't been muted yet.
Mm.
But that's the one thing that irritates me. But yeah, other than that, the best thing for me is the phone calls. I don't get your phone calls if you're a no caller.
Mm.
Thank God, because I'm not picking up your call. If I saw it, I'll pick up. But if I miss it, I don't care. That means you're just not someone I need to talk to.
Literally. That's why I like favourites as well.
And then, the whole, if you're calling me and I can see it, just brush it. I'm not picking up your call. A lot of people call me, you have my number, I'm not picking up. It don't matter. I won't pick up. I don't have time to. I don't want to talk to you. There's nothing to talk about. You know what I mean?
Thing is, you see that line, I don't want to talk right now. People don't like the fact that you don't want to talk to them at that point. They take it personal sometimes.
I will take it personally.
I would as well, but I mean, like, actually, no, I wouldn't, because I do that.
You have to. You have to phrase it. The way you phrase it.
Okay, so how would you phrase it?
I don't know. It depends on, like, why you don't want to talk to the person. Like, if you don't want to talk to the person because you just don't want to talk, just be like, I'm just don't want me to talk right now. Can we talk later? If you're like, I don't want to talk to you right now.
That's bad.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? That's bad.
That's bad, yeah.
I would even say any of those.
What would you say?
Oh, I'm busy right now. Can I call you later?
That's like the first one. That's calm.
I'll never say I don't want to talk to you.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm not going to. I'll pick up the call and be like, oh, shoot, hold on. I'll call you back. My mom's calling me.
Go on.
There are more times I've said that to you.
But people are clocking on though. Like, come on.
I don't care.
So, you can't tell me I'm lying. You can't tell me I'm lying.
The amount of times I've used it. The next thing I've used is airplane mode.
What?
Airplane mode.
That's extreme, bro.
Like, they can't actually reach you.
No, airplane mode. That's mad. Whilst I'm on the call, so that if they're calling back, it's like my phone died.
Oh, Fez, creative. Getting creative. So you're on the phone and you put your phone on airplane mode. Yeah. That is crazy.
That's wow. You are not trying to be reached, bro.
Just don't pick up the call.
No, because it'll ring though. To be fair, it'll ring. So they know you're airing.
And I can't press the double button. Because then it's like, I cut the phone.
Don't press the door. Just press it once.
Nah.
They can tell. I want to watch
the TikTok. No, they can't.
I'm watching the TikTok.
If you press it once.
If you press it once, it just doesn't ring or vibrate. Yeah.
You got to catch it, though.
No. Like, if you called me right now, if I left it for 30 seconds. Not 30 seconds. But if I left it and I still pressed it, I still wouldn't hear anything.
Yeah. You got to press it at the right time for it not to ring. You have to press it quick.
Ring my phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
My phone, I'll show you.
It rang though. It rang twice. It's still ringing.
Bro, what he's saying is that I'm not hearing nothing.
Oh, yeah, did you get it?
Oh, okay.
I was saying it's still ringing on their side.
So I feel like...
Oh, yeah, it's still ringing on their side, but like, you're just not at the phone, innit?
Oh, okay.
Fam, what?
You rang me once and it came through.
That's called favourites, bro.
You're in my favourites.
Why would I not be, mate?
Definitely think you are.
Okay, that's a stretch. That's for the camera, bro. There's no need to lie, bro.
Oh, you actually are still.
Come on, nah. Maybe check my favorites, actually.
Bro, you're on D&D all the time.
Who?
You. Like, if I text you, it'll be like, oh, this person's on D&D. Do you want to notify anyone? I press notify anyway. I'm not
quick, though.
When I press notify anyway.
Yeah, I have to always say notify.
Yeah.
Do you have to say notify for me, anyone?
No.
No, I don't think so.
But how do I get that notify? So, how do I get that? I don't want to be reached.
Yeah, the only thing is like, I don't know. The thing is, I'm on D&D, but I'll check notifications quite often in a weird way. You know what
I'll
mean?
Catch your message in like the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 max.
I'm seeing your team.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So if I ain't responding, I just don't want to talk to you. I'll be real. Actually, no. Never mind.
What do you say? Repeat it. Stand on business.
Mate.
Stand on business.
Yeah, I was like, I check notifications every 10 minutes, so if I don't respond, I just don't talk. Really and truly. But I'm not gonna lie, when you get to a certain point, I will respond. Now, there used to be like a period in my life where I'm like, when I was young, yeah, when I was like 16, I wanted to appear mad busy. I just wouldn't respond straight away. So like, they could think, oh, like, he's busy, like, he's got stuff going on. I used to think, oh, girls will find that attractive. I'm like, what am I doing?
I never really did that.
If I like, I'm just going to speak to you.
Yeah,
nowadays, I'm actually busy, so if I can't respond, I'm actually working, you know what I mean? So
yeah, I've become very busy.
Yeah.
So, like, so reply times aren't
a
that
lot
fast.
Of people, I actually can't reply as quick as I used to.
I've just got bad at replying. I got into an argument with a friend because they're like, yo, like, you didn't reply to my message. I genuinely didn't see it. I was like, yo, like, I genuinely just didn't see your message. I'm not gonna lie.
Did they believe you?
Yeah, because they know that, like, I'm not no bougie guy. I'm not gonna lie to you. They know that I'm not bougie, so they know it's love. Like, I just genuinely didn't see it.
But yeah.
Yeah, see with reply times, yeah.
Mm.
When was it? Maybe like a few years ago. No, not even a few years ago. Let me even change what I'm gonna say. You see when, like, this is for the lads, yeah, for the young boys. See if a babe tells you, oh, like, my reply times are, they're crap. I'm never on my phone.
She's not interested.
She's lying to you, bro.
She's not interested.
I swear to you, 9 times, 10 times out of 10, when I see a girl on the street, her phone is in her hand, bro.
She's got her AirPods in, bro.
AirPods in. So she's replying to someone else, bro. I'm telling you, move on, bro.
She heard the notification. She
heard it. She ignored it. She brushed it. You're not the starting guy. Move on, bro. I'm telling you.
I'm not gonna lie. I haven't been through that in a while,
and
I feel it's because that, like, once I learned that if you're not interested in me, you're not gonna reply to me. So I'm good. I'll move on. Do you know what I mean? I don't go through the whole, oh, she's taking long to reply to me, and I'm not crazy. So if I know you work and you take long to reply, that's fine. What if I know it's 9 o'clock, you're at home?
Come on, now.
Yeah, dude.
You're
trying to
fool. Oh, yeah, I went to sleep early. You're done.
She's done.
You're done. You're done. We're no longer speaking.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I was meant to go through. There was a thread I was meant to go through on here, fam, but I can't find the one I saw.
What, the married men raised thing?
Yeah.
Do you know what, yeah? What made you think they're smart with this married men thing, yeah? Like, because there's a difference between, I don't talk to married men, and aren't you married? Well, it's the same thing as I've seen a lot of girls say to a guy, yeah, don't you have a boyfriend? Sorry,
pause,
don't you have a girl? Don't you have a girlfriend? The guy's like, yeah. Do you know how many girls have just got onto business with the guy after that?
Bro, no one cares.
Why do you think they're cropping the message after the guy responds? You seen it?
True beans.
It's never the whole screen. It's either she says the first thing, he replies. She doesn't say, she doesn't show her next message, bro.
Yeah.
Cause she took him in. Wake up, bro. I'm telling you. Don't let them lie to you, bro. Most of them are taking that married guy in. They don't give a damn.
I'm gonna lie to you. I saw this married. I can't go through the thread because I can't find the one I was looking for. But I saw it. You know the poor guy from Blue Therapy?
Yeah.
I
can't remember his last
name. Wisdom.
But yeah, I saw his. I think he's like doing some therapist thing or whatever. Cool.
Calculated couples.
Yeah, and he took it to a pastor, fam. Oh my days, bro. Man said that the pastor, yeah, he was preaching, however, and he saw someone coming, a lady coming now, but she was engaged. That's his wife, bro, today. The wife came to the church engaged. She's now married to the pastor. God told me what
he was also my aunt. Became a youth pastor. She was my assistant for 3 months.
Why did you make her your assistant?
Come on, bro. I'm familiar with your game.
It's just quality game still. She was engaged. He still got the war.
Worked. But he was using the God bath. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, God showed me she was the one. All right, mate.
No, it's mad though. I can't lie to you. I felt like that was a bit bad. But again, it's like they're married now, bro. Like, that's life.
That is crazy, though.
It's life, though. Like, what? Like,
for my man on the other end.
Damn. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm praying to you.
No, imagine you're, engaged to a babe, yeah? And then, like, she gets married to someone else, and the guy's talking about, oh, yeah, God showed me she was the one. What?
Nah, man.
Oh, bro.
But then again, like, we don't know why they broke up. They could have literally been having problems.
Maybe.
And then, like, eventually they got together or whatever. But yeah, like, I would lose my head. So I'm not going to. I'm going to this church and the pastor's won that to my wife.
I'm leaving.
You're a waste, man. Of course, I'll leave the church, but like, or more, maybe I'll be kicked out of the church.
Cause of what's you kick up a fuss?
Yeah, I'll scrap.
My man.
Yeah, 100%.
Imagine while he's giving the sermon. On stage,
sneak up, stick
contact. You got to give testimony.
Yeah, testimony. Offering time, blessing time. But I just want to thank you. Our pastor, that's a bang. They will be wrong. Of course, bro. I can't do that. It even reminds me of this whole Halloween thing that people are talking about, bro.
Oh.
For me, let me ask you guys a question. Would you guys allow your kids to go to Halloween? Oh. Do you know that?
No.
Have you ever been on trick or treat?
No.
Once. Been once.
When? Why?
Bro, I just wanted sweets, bro. What are you doing, just wanted sweets.
What age
man.
Were you?
I was like, I think this was primary school. Primary school, I just went.
Who'd you go with?
My brother. Just around the estate.
You guys are sick.
That's
guys,
insane. You dress up?
Yeah.
What?
Don't say no.
Listen, I didn't dress up. Like, I'd already bought like this costume thing. This was like back when
your mom did not know.
No, she didn't know about that. Your mom did not know.
Snuck out, bro.
Bro,
you had these costumes. I'm gonna go play football, man.
Nah, man. No, quickly, now, man. You know the man of sweets to go that night. So good night, still.
But then again, like, I've never even had the urge to do it. Simply because growing up, I just went to church. So I was like, this is bad.
But it's like, I don't see how it's like, I know it's bad, but I don't see how it's like, you're not like celebrating the thing. You just want to go get sweets, bro. Like,
No. The thing is though, like, the kids celebrating Halloween, you're doing the same thing as them. So you're celebrating.
Who's celebrating?
The kids getting sweets. They're celebrating it.
They just want the sweets, bro. It's free sweets. That's
doing
what they
the same
want.
Thing. They're partaking in the.
You're doing the same
in what?
Thing, isn't it?
Oh no! Allow
for me, I need to be educated more about it in terms of Christianity.
Yeah,
I need to be educated because I'm. That's where I'm lacking.
Yeah.
For me, I've just grown up as it's a day that I just don't do. I don't go.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, but I can see how it's harmless, but then I also got an analogy of, would you eat dinner at the devil's table? You're just eating dinner, no?
I hear it.
You get what I mean? And obviously, like, I'm trying to be understanding that, oh, yeah, they're just going for sweets. They're kids. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But as parents, you got to guide them, innit? Yeah. I was even watching Chunks, yeah? Obviously, Chunks can sing, innit? He was going to school. He was in the Christian choir.
But that's crazy.
But, bro, he's a kid. He's just singing. Do you know what I mean?
But you're singing
as a Christian.
You're singing Christian songs.
But bro, deeper. He's a child. He doesn't know much about his faith.
Yeah.
He's singing. He's the head singer. He's the lead singer. I forgot to say that.
Lead singer's crazy.
That's the one dude that only dude. But yeah, like, he's just singing at the end of the day. But his dad had to let him know, like, yo, like, you're a Muslim, like, you don't do that. Do you know what I mean?
I hear it.
Man, I think Chunks was like, oh, what's it? Did they trick me or something? I'm like, no. But yeah, like, at the end of the day, as parents, you've got a duty, innit? So for me, I wouldn't even let my kids go.
No.
Like, even me, like, even, like, it wasn't even as a primary thing. Even up to, like, secondary school, there was a Halloween disco. I didn't go.
Yeah.
I didn't go because it's Halloween. I don't know, like, and I never really had the urge to even do it. I don't know. I just never had the urge to do it. I just knew, one, I would never be allowed to do it. But I just never had the urge to do it either. I wanted to go to the disco, though, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But, like, I just... I knew it was a losing battle for us. I just never asked to go to
the Disco.
I went to the one after that. I can't remember what it was.
But you know, like when you like when I was growing up, it was always a thing. Like you know, African parents, they'll just say, "Oh, certain things that happen on this day, or yeah. there's spirits about it," which nothing really tangible. You know, just start saying all this stuff. So I was just like. Yeah, I'm not celebrating it, but you know, but I do hear at the same time, but like, yeah, I need to research it as well.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea of it though, like just dressing up, like having fun.
Yeah.
But again, like if it's seen as celebrating, then yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's thing. Just fun, but yeah. like, why did it have to be attached to like the whole
True.
If it was
true.
More of just a fun day, like a more just a dress summery up time.
Yeah.
You know, why does it have to be the dark days? Like October is dark. Time's gone back now.
Oh, fam. If you go on, who has Insta right now? Because I've always wanted to go to, what's it called? Not always wanted to go, but right I always now. Thought, like, no, Maya Jammer's Halloween party is always lit. But it was like, if you go on Shade Bar, they were doing this thing, like, everyone, all the celebrities that went. And then if you look at, I think it's Leomi Anderson. Did you see it? Did you see her outfit?
Yeah. But like, why do they have to go above and beyond the devil
things
and that?
I said, yo, that's a bit too much.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Oh, nah. There's an AP today, damn.
Did you see Leah Mai? No.
Did she go to that? No, she didn't go to that same party, did she? I did not see her.
Whoa. How does the guy say, hey. My yay.
Oh, my yay.
I'm in trouble.
Not even gonna say any words. Let me just find a picture. Roski said,
"Oh, hey, I need to wish." I need to wish.
She ain't posted it. Damn. Oh,
I just wish someone happy birthday. Still.
She'll probably repost it, but mate.
What was she dressed up as?
Holy God, naked. Nigga, that was.
Oh, fair.
She just wore that netted thing, top to bottom.
Right.
And like, she put the platters over like her nipples. Right. And she had like devil's horns on. I think.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't even see that. I just saw the back.
I think. Oh yeah, of course you did.
It got sent to the group chat, bro. Don't try me.
I said, of course, I'm about to say, I'm not best.
Don't try me. It got sent to the group chat. I don't have my socials. But yeah, that's an example of it. Looks nice on her. My girl can't do that, though.
Yeah,
let's. You know, I mean, insane. I'll be real, man. I was going to mention, you mentioned house party earlier. I was thinking, well, why is there no more house parties, though, man?
As in, like, real life house parties.
Yeah.
Real life house parties. It was house party that.
As in, like, house parties. Like, someone hosts a house party, bro. Like,
no security, bro. So, nah, I'm not
going. True beans.
Mm. I'm not going to lie to you. There's an AP today.
Oh, you just said that, to be fair.
Yeah, like.
You going? Where is it?
East London.
It's always in East, man. Always in East.
East, though. So, I don't think I'm going, though. But in fact, I'm not going.
Any to demand them there?
Nah. But there's also a club event in Chelsea today.
Chelsea.
Yeah. I got told by my boy late just today.
Chelsea.
But yeah, I'm not going to that either. I'm not going to. I'm here, innit? So I can't
decide, man.
I said she's drinking Casamigos.
Enough going on for the...
My friend still.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, see when people say, oh, I'm crap with names.
Yeah.
I'm starting to not believe them. Because like, bro, if you meet someone, there's a genuine vibe.
Yeah.
You like them, they like you.
Yeah.
How do you forget their name?
Can't lie.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not the best.
How
with
do
names,
you forget
man.
Their name, bro?
I'm not the best. It depends on where I met you. Like if it was on a night out or something, and like we were both drinking, do you know what I'm saying? I might forget your name.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't remember names. My memory is actually not good at all. I don't remember names anymore.
I don't remember names.
That's bad, though.
Like, you have to do something for me to remember you.
Yeah.
Like if what? You had to be either funny, a cool person,
that's
or annoying.
That's my point. You meet them, they're cool. You like them, she likes you, whatever. Oh, I forgot your name. That's not running. How are you getting away with that? Until it happens to you, I'm telling you. This even happened to me. It's happened to my boy, yeah? He went to an event, yeah. Spoke to a girl, got a snap, whatever. Spoke for like a day. Then he met her like 3 weeks after. Saw her again. She's like, oh, what's your name again?
Brush it, man.
Let me ask you a question. We went to Paris. No, you didn't go to Paris. I'm bugging, man.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to, obviously, with my guys. We're chilling. There's girls in their area. I can push right now. I don't remember any of the girls' names.
You speak to them though. Like, did you get the deals?
Did I get the deals? No, I don't think I got their deals, but I definitely had a conversation with them.
Mm.
They ended up coming to my event. I had no clue what her name was.
See, that's tough. That's a tough situation to navigate, bro.
No, because obviously it was just we're chilling. Oh, we're all from London. Like, oh, let's talk, whatever.
To be fair, if you see a girl at your event that you've met a month or two before, you don't have to say their name. What are you saying, baby?
I was the month before.
That's calm.
That's like 2-3 weeks, bro.
Yeah, you ain't got to say their name when you see them. What are you saying, baby? Right, you good?
I'm not gonna ask what's my name.
Oh, that's peak. Yeah, then you're done. Then you're done, buddy.
I don't remember her name,
so it got awkward.
Nah, because then like it did, but then I was like, nah, I remember something. There's the necklace. So I said, luckily I then remembered she gave me a name that like was close to the necklace.
Mm.
Turns out it was a fake name, anyways.
Mm.
But I was like, nah, I'm not good with names. I genuinely forgot her name. A lot of people, unless we've had multiple conversations, your name is just not in my head.
I think I'm different still. If I rate you, I'll remember your name.
I said if I rate you.
No, I mean, that's not bloody like, hard, is it?
No, but like, both ways though. I think it goes for them. It goes the same for girls as well. Mm. If they rate you, they'll remember your name, bro. That's how I see it.
Nah, for me, it's like, even if I, like, it's neither here or there. Like, I'm not good with remembering names anymore. I don't know why, but that's a good thing to know.
How the teachers do it. How the teachers do it.
Because they don't, they see
they
you,
get paid to remember your name.
And they see you multiple times anyway. So.
As in, like, they can know the whole school's, like, all the people's in the school's name.
Yeah, but they'll see you again and again.
Every day, bro. Like, yeah. I see you every day. I remember your name. In fact, I don't see you every day and I remember your name. They see me every day.
Yeah.
You don't speak to them every day, though.
But once they learn your name and they keep seeing you again and again, I think they'll remember your name.
It's like how we remember their names.
Yeah, literally.
All your teachers.
Well, I can...
All the ones you like.
Look, I can remember all the teachers I've taught me.
Every single one?
Not from primary school, maybe not, but... Yeah. Can I? Wait. No, I can't. I lied.
Form teacher called from year 11.
See what I mean?
Miss Aziz.
Oh my god.
That's crazy.
Done.
You forgot her name, bro.
I can remember most of
the names.
I can
remember year 7 one.
No, I remember her name.
How many form tutors do we have?
Two.
It's year 7 to year 9 and then year 9.
Yeah, 9
year
to
10
11.
To 11.
10 to 11, yeah. Yeah, I remember most of our teachers' names. Maybe not year 7.
Is that her name, bro?
Yeah, it is
her Donna name. Donna Just IT.
Yeah, it is her name.
Moms, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it is.
Do you might not think that as time goes on and you forget more teachers' names, the ones you remember are the teachers that you rate?
No. They don't have to be the ones that I rate.
The ones that did you dirty.
The ones that... You know what I'm saying?
They've just done either too much or like you're cool in it. Yeah, because...
Either one.
I just remember the Wasteman and then I remember the All Right ones, innit? Like, yeah. I remember one that had the one that taught us African drums, Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
I still remember that. Yeah. He left at like year 8 or year 9.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, maybe you remember people's names based on how they make you feel then.
Nah, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I remember a few names, I'm not going to lie to you. But obviously, I was there year 7 to year 13.
Like, what was our psychology teacher's name? There we go.
Yeah. I didn't like her though.
Still, first.
She kicked me off the course, bro. Like, the hell? The hell are you? I don't remember your name. The hell? What are you talking about here, bro?
I feel like you lot used to always say her name, though.
I know her name.
Back then, was it?
It's Miss Smith. It's not a hard name to remember.
I don't remember.
Was that a guess? Was that actually her name?
That's her name, bro. That's her name.
Nah, I'm not glad I forgot our form teacher's name.
Yeah, I know.
I just know she's too IT.
I remember most teachers.
From sixth form, I remember the teachers that I actually liked. That Mr. Sodi.
Who the hell was that?
Business teacher.
Oh, I didn't do business.
Who was our finance teacher?
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I don't remember her name.
I think it's Smith, you know.
It's not Smith.
How do you know it's not Smith?
But I don't think it's Smith. I would remember if it was Smith. Smith's easy to remember. But I don't think it was. Yeah, but like, I think she was too cool that I just didn't remember her name.
So you thought she was a bank?
No, like she was just like that type of person. If you came late, if you didn't come in, she's not punishing you, she didn't care.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't care about you, you don't care about me. Do you know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's something TJ needs to get a grip
to. Yeah, literally.
You can be cool, but you don't need to be my friend.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Then I said, we're not friends. Yeah.
What I don't remember at all is my uni lectures. Lectures.
Oh, 100%. No, yeah, 100%.
Actually, no.
Not from a single one.
London?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's because we had like more of a relationship with them. We spoke to them, but like...
On my life, I don't know a single name from uni.
Yeah. Fez.
I don't know a single name. Fez. Not one. You could, if they offered me 10 racks, I would not. On my life, I don't know one name.
Yeah, no chance.
I don't even remember building names, nothing.
From Leicester, I don't remember anything. Nothing.
Remember the library?
What was the name of the library?
Begins with K or Y, one of them.
Oh, K or
the
Y.
The late one, bro.
What was the year with Domi? I don't remember
like
the
Kiddington
name.
Kiddington or something.
Kiddington,
no.
Yeah. Nice one. And you know you can actually search it up and it does, that's just not what it
you
is.
You don't remember what it was?
No.
I said
you don't remember what it was. That is
I don't
crazy.
Remember nothing.
That is crazy.
No, I can't remember.
DMU Library. I don't remember.
It starts with a K or a Y, surely.
Kimberlyn.
Hugh Aston. Oh, come on. That wasn't Kimberlyn. That far away,
what's Hugh,
man.
I remember Hugh Aston.
What's Hugh Aston?
Hugh Aston.
I think that's one of the buildings.
Yeah, that's the business.
That business building. Side of
Oh, yeah.
Hugh Aston, yeah.
Hugh
I
Aston. That. I remember Merlin.
That's where we lived.
Obviously, yeah. What was that? The other one, because of F.
Equinox. No. It doesn't begin with F.
No. Oh, yeah, that's that ghetto place, man.
Oh.
Yeah, there we go.
Full satin.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Yep. I know
that ghetto place. There was a fight on the first night.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Filbert. You know, mums, I only went there once.
I never went there.
When I say I went there, I went to a house move. I didn't actually enter Filbert.
Yeah, first.
Man. The house moves. And I swear you went to one, there was a rat in the building.
Went to a house, there was a rat in the building, and it was a house we were going to get. Do you remember?
Yeah.
There was rats. Infestation. Yeah.
Till today, I don't know how you were there. I just saw it on Snap that you were with S.
Yeah. No. I was by myself, but I told S to come. But it was just like a games night. It just so happened to be in a house that we were going to get. But yeah, it was rat infestation. Still crazy.
Do you remember Tudor Road?
Tudor Road.
Tudor Road.
That rings a bell, you know. That actually rings a bell.
You go through there to get to the shop. Aldi, I think.
Aldi.
No, that's second year. Why did we go through Tudor Road?
No, we definitely went shopping together.
Tudor Road. Oh, yeah! To go to Lidl. Road.
Yeah,
I remember. Yeah. Do you remember? We'd walk through there, yeah. Just hear stories and... stuff about that place. Yeah, I remember. There was like,
houses that like people lived in.
Yeah, proper houses. Yeah. And there was like a park. When you first entered that road, there was like a park. I remember, yeah.
I said a park, I don't remember that. There was Chinese on that road.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I remember the Chinese.
Yeah.
I don't know how I ever ordered from there though.
No, but I heard it was banging, but yeah.
Do you know one place I never went to in Coventry? What's that
Chinese
what's
kitchen?
I never went there.
People went
shout
to
about
Coventry.
That place, even till now.
Till now, people still talk about that place.
Chinese never kitchen, just a Chinese place.
Yeah, but like apparently banned.
Fez.
I never went there.
How many times have you even gone off?
I've never been.
You were there once.
You've never been to Coventry?
Never been to Coventry. I've never been to Coventry.
There was one time, I remember, I was in a cab from Coventry Station and it was full.
No.
It wasn't just me and him.
Oh, that's facts. That's
from Coventry Station.
We came from Hertfordshire.
Yeah, exactly.
We went to Coventry. No, we didn't.
No, we went to Hertz, but then from Hertz we got to Coventry.
No, we didn't.
It was a full cab.
I remember that.
Coventry. I don't think I've ever been there, bro. No way.
You were just at the station, so it don't really count.
Fez.
Yeah, I remember that day.
I don't remember how we got
early
back
in the morning, though.
Yeah, early.
Six or something like that.
I think we sorted that cab. We were struggling with the cab. We couldn't get it from Hertz.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, exactly. I remember we couldn't get it from Hertz.
Oh, we pushed it from Leicester to Hertz, innit?
Yeah. Damn. No.
We did.
Be what?
No. Someone pushed it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we went
to
from
Northampton,
Hertz.
Bro.
Yeah.
What am I talking about?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Northampton. But we did not go to Coventry.
No, we did. We did. To get back, we went to Coventry.
To the train station.
Is that the station you guys got bucked at? Do you remember?
Where we had to jump over and all that?
Yeah, and then you man got bucked.
That was at Northampton Station.
Oh, right.
You dashed through.
We just walked through.
Remember, we dashed through and then
we got bucked.
I didn't. Me and S did.
I got bucked.
Yeah,
was
you
me
got
bucked.
Yeah.
I dashed.
I don't know if you did.
No, no, no. I was not the only one that got bucked.
Yeah, I think.
When it came down onto the platform, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You got bucked.
Yeah,
was it?
Did.
I didn't get bucked.
Yeah. You blamed me because I came towards.
Oh, yes. Deuce walked towards me and tried to stand next to me. What are you doing?
That unlocked a crazy memory still.
What are you doing? I remember that. What did they do?
That was too funny.
Oh, yeah, I had to be like a quick fan.
Yeah, that was too funny.
That was funny.
What are you doing, bro? Oh my days, that is so faint memories, man. Oh,
I was like, I'm going down, you're going down with me, bro.
No, I hated you for that. I hated you for that.
I remember he was angry. I remember
but at Northampton Station, though, that was funny when we got there.
Yeah,
and we S was so dumb, he just did it so flames.
Yeah,
man literally walked up. Oh my god. Man walked up and literally just hopped the thing. Like, bro, why? Like, you know when you don't have to do something, but you just choose to do it?
Yeah.
From that, I was like, yo, this guy's fried.
They didn't chase us, though, did they?
No, they didn't.
Not though, really not on the way.
But like, on the way back.
Yeah.
Oh.
To me, after bleeding, man, why did you say that?
No, man, that was emotion, man. Like,
what
are you doing?
You're dumb.
That is so funny. That is a memory unlock, you know. Nah, anyone in uni, man, make the most of it for real.
Word,
yeah, like,
word.
Those are memories, bro.
Word.
Those are actually memories. That Northampton moment was even garish, bro.
Oh, yeah, because remember, we all stayed in the same room.
Slept all in the same room, bro.
On the same bed.
Same bed.
That was a lot of man in there as well.
There was like minimum 10, man. But yeah, I feel like we should have...
It's time?
30.
Wow.
10:52 still.
Yeah, we could have.
Wait. You know how Rashford went partying after the City Derby?
Is that real?
Yeah. But apparently it was because of his birthday. Or something like that. It was already pre-planned and he went out for like a birthday thing. Like Ten Hag was saying it's like unacceptable and that like Rashford's apologized for it and everything like that. That's crazy, you know? I didn't think it was that deep, but
his birthday, that's not fair, I don't
think. Yeah, if it's his birthday, it's not fair.
He didn't drop him, did he?
No. Like this was after we lost.
Yeah, but have you not?
No, but like, has he dropped
since though?
Yeah, he played. True.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought footballers need a bit more slack.
No, but going out after a derby loss 3-0 like
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. It's like you lose your match and not being able to come to a moment with us.
Birthday. That was even a birthday. His birthday, come on.
No, but even forget birthday, bro.
If it was a birthday, then
obviously the level of football is obviously different, isn't it?
Yeah.
But like, it's like you going to a match, you're doing your job, bro. It's like me going to my job and obviously I lose money for the company now.
Yeah.
I can't go out with you, man. What? My life and my job is two different things.
I agree.
Don't worry about what I'm doing in my personal life, bro. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe he's thinking on a perspective of personal life could affect his performance on a pitch, maybe. But then again, that was his birthday. That's my main thing. Like,
yeah, bro.
They probably won't even have a training the next day.
They wouldn't have. They don't train the day after a match normally.
So I can do what I like. Yeah, I feel like footballers need to get more. What's the word?
Leeway, grace.
Yeah, I'm not lying. They need to get more grace because they're actually training like for a long time in the year, out of a year. Do you know what I mean? So what days do they actually get to themselves? Even if they get all the money in the world, bro, they still need time to relax.
I was watching this new show Bobby Cassano's got called the channel's called Big Ego Media, but it's Luyens and Don E. And they just basically football talk, and Luyens must have been like he feels like most of the players don't rate what Ten Hag did to Sancho. And that's partially why, like, the attitude on the pitch is a bit low. Like, they're like, no, you violated. Because when they broke down what Sancho's been going through, he's actually mad, you know? Apparently, he trains with, like, 15-year-olds, like, and he has to eat in a car. I don't know if that's true.
No, I know he has to eat by himself.
I heard he eats in a car, though. And I saw
he can't eat with the team.
Well.
Yeah, I think the way they're treating him at the actual club right now is a bit mad. It's a bit mad, I'll be real. But in terms of like him not being in the squad, I support that. But yeah, the way they're doing is kind of crazy still.
And he can't eat with the first team. Yeah. I thought that was fake news, you know. I thought that was just a media outlet.
I think it's real.
Yeah, it's true, man.
He's weird.
Yeah, like if he were doing well on the pitch, then you know what I'm saying, it'd be better in his case. If he continues this way,
telling guys that Fulham game 12:30 tomorrow. Hey,
bro.
Oh yeah, if you don't get a win, he's done.
United actually ruined my mood. I can't watch that game, man. That's ruined my mood. They ruined my mood.
12:30 though.
Yeah, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Matches used to be at like 11 or something, bro.
Did they?
When?
I'm just capping. they actually need to be from the morning, bro. Like, make them early, bro.
So you can wake up to football.
Man. Yeah, man. Like, man's waking up. I have to eat my cereal.
True.
Relax. 12:30. Before, first of all, they need to bring back 3 p.m. on TV.
Was that ever a thing?
Yes.
Was it? No, it wasn't. No,
in the UK?
They definitely showed those matches. It's only because the stadiums complained that we need people in the stadium.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever watching 3 p.m. on TV. Maybe, I don't know.
Since when was 3 p.m. a thing, bro?
It's always been like that. I don't remember a time where 3 p.m. was on I've TV, ever watched 3 p.m.
Yeah. I remember there was something about stadiums complaining that they need people in the stadium rather than broadcasting. That would make sense, though.
Yeah.
I remember that definitely being a thing.
Yeah, that's why they do it now. That's definitely why they do it now. But I don't think I've ever remembered watching at 3 p.m. But, you know, it's what it is. Like,
did you not ever be on, like, a football pod?
Yeah.
You think?
But yeah. I don't know, because I feel like I get pissed off real quick. Like off jokes. Yeah.
I feel like their education is mad. Bro, did this room get cold, like, quick?
I'm calm.
I'm freezing. But, like, do you not feel like their education is, like, way, like, high? Like, I feel like I'm not as educated.
In football?
Because they know, like, about footballers before our time, innit?
Yeah, that's the only time I feel bro, like, oh, like, yeah. You're younger than me, probably.
Yeah. When they start naming, oh, yeah, 2005 Champions League final, he was playing. I'm like, how do you remember that, bro?
Yeah, but I'd never talk about that. Because I hate talking about the past. Like, I'd rather just talk about what's going on today in football.
Mm.
Or like near past, not like way back, like Beckham and them, man. I'm not talking about those guys. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't remember when Chelsea won the Champions League. What year was it?
2012.
We've won it.
You've won it since then. Yeah.
2020.
And 2012,
I know 2012. I can't remember.
You know the old you don't remember one. When you won
I
remember
the old one, yes, because that's engraved in my mind. The one that we won.
That's how you know it was such a meaty win. Like, because you got to remember, it wasn't memorable. It wasn't memorable at all.
Second year.
Because you weren't in the, you weren't in the gaff. Yeah.
That was just a terrible second win,
means how old, what was that? Do you see what I mean? I have to calculate from that.
Second year.
Second year means I was that. So it's 2022, bro.
No, it wasn't 2022.
See what I'm saying? Man said 2020, bro.
No, Bayern was 2020. They were 2020.
What 2020? No, we didn't win it last year.
No, 2022 was...
See what I'm saying, though?
No. City won it last year, and who won it before them?
Madrid.
And then before it was Chelsea. So it was like 2-3 years ago. Yeah. 2021.
Yeah. But see what I'm saying, though? Like, man, that's just not in my head.
Oh.
But 2012, it's in my head, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Well, it's life, innit? Football. Part of life, bro. Oh, this guy keeps snapping me loud, man.
That concludes today's episode. Episode 102, man.
Oh, no. What? 2, yeah. 102.
Still, man.
Getting high, man. Let's go.
You got enjoyed, man.
Road to 200.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Liking, keep subscribing, keep commenting.
Like, comment,
share, for all that good stuff. Tell a friend, tell a friend.
Tell a family.
Other than that, T9 Body, thanks for coming.
Thank you. It's been your boy, Hustle Hustler. Stay with the hustle, my people. Stay with
it, man. It's been your boy, Benzo in the booth.
Benzo.
We'll see you on the next one still.
Come on.